Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Ari Walden. Meseches Chulin is dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. David Metz, Bischus Refuah Shleima, Moshe Ben Malka, and Esther Miriam Bas Chaya Leah.
Bruchim HaMa'azinim. This shiur will be Ezra Hashem be on Meseches Chulin Daf Mem Dalid. And we're going to start with an inyan that comes into our Gemara a little bit zeitig, but it's a very yesoidistic inyan. The Gemara is talking about a brisa which was brought down at the end of Mem Gimel Amud Beis, that says in the beginning, Halacha Kedivri Beis Hillel, but then it's Mamshech and says, that Ha'oisa Kedivri Beis Shammai Oisa. And the Gemara asks, that L'chayre it's a stira. And the Gemara answers two terutim. The first terut says, Kan Kedem Baskoil, Kan La'achar Baskoil. That Be'emes, we paskan like Beis Hillel based on a Baskoil, like Rashi brings down from the Gemara in Erev and Afid Gimel Amud Beis, Yatzasa Baskoil V'Amra, Halacha Kedivri So the beginning of the brisa that says Halacha Kedivri Beis Hillel, that's going after the Baskoil. And the end of the brisa that says Ha'Eisa Kedivri Beis Shammai Eisa, that Be'emes is taught, it was going before the Baskoil, and we don't yet know that the Psak Halacha has to be like Beis Hillel. That's the first terutz of the Gemara. V'Ba'Eisa Emozak the Gemara Af La'achar Baskoil, Rabbi Yeshua Hi the Amar Ein Mashkichen BeBaskoil. That Be'emes, both Halakim of the brisa are going after the Baskoil. Just the two memories of the Gemara, of the Breiser, are Be'emes HaMachlekes Tanayim, and Rabbi Shua says, Ein Mashkichen BeBaskoil, therefore, Ha'Eisa Kedivri Beis Shammai Eisa. But the first part of the Breiser that says, Halacha Kedivri Beis Hillel, argues on Rabbi Shua and holds that we are Yeh Mashkich BeBaskoil, and based on the Baskoil, the Halacha has to be like Beis Hillel. So Taisus over here, B'Devir Maschel of Rabbi Shua, and Azoifrek Taisus in many other places in Shas, ask the following Kasha. That L'Chayra would seem, that we paskin always like Beis Hillel, we obviously hold not like Rabbi Shua, and we hold that yeh mashkichin bebaskol. But mitzad sheni, be'emes, the makar to this divrei Rabbi Shua, is a famous gemara in Masechta Bava Metzia daf nun tes amud beis, where Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer were arguing about tanur shel achnai, and most of the chachamim held like shitas Rabbi Shua, and the gemara says over there that a baskol went out and says that halacha is k'Rabbi Eliezer, to which Rabbi Shua answered, Ein mashkichim bebaskoil. And the Gemara fears eyes over there that the Chachamim put Rabbi Eliezer in Cherim, because be'emes, we paskin like Rabbi Yeshua, like Rav of the Chachamim, and not like Rabbi Eliezer. And based on that, we find in Kama Mekaymas and Shas, that Rabbi Eliezer Shamutihu. And the definition of Shamuti, Zok Rashi, is that he's in Cherim because of that Maisa. So we see that we paskin like Shitas Rabbi Yeshua, not like Rabbi Eliezer, and we obviously hold Ein Mashkichim Bebaskoil. So how does that stem with the fact that we always paskin like Beis Hillel, which L'Chayra is an indication that we are yet Mashkiach Bebaskoil. Azoy Frek Taisus. So Taisus answers two terutzim. The first terutz of Taisus is that Be'emes we hold that we are Mashkiach Bebaskoil. And this that we paskin like Rabbi Yeshua versus Rabbi Eliezer in the Tanur Shel Achnai is because we hold that the Baskoil that went out then was only the Chvoide Shel Rabbi Eliezer, but not really that we paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. That's the first teretz of Taisus. The second teretz of Taisus is that be'emes we hold ein mashkichim bebaskoil because lo b'shamayim hi. But it depends what the baskoil is saying. If the baskoil is going k'neged din ha'Torah lo b'shamayim hi, the Torah was already nitna b'har Sinai, and a baskoil does not have a koyach to revoke a halacha which is written in the Torah. But if there's no halacha min ha'Torah and it's something that's a suffix how to paskin, so then the baskoil could be magal to us how to paskin because it's not going connect the Torah. Therefore, Zok Taisus, in the case of the machlekes Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Eliezer b'Tanur Shel Achnai, there be'emes the din ha'Torah was to go like Rabbi Shua because acharei rabim lahatis, rave of the Tanaim held like Rabbi Shua. So the fact that a baskoil came out and said halacha Rabbi Eliezer, that's going connect the din ha'Torah of acharei rabim lahatis. So the klal of leib b'shamayim applies and ein mashkichim b'baskoil. Masha'enkein in regards to machlekes Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. Although Beis Hillel was also a Rav, but it's not so pashit that we go bas a Rav, because mitzad sheni, Beis Shammai were mechudad and tvei. And there's a tzad that maybe a miut who's more mechudad is doiche the Rav of Beis Hillel. And on that, the baskel came out to be machria that even in that situation, the halacha is yet going to be like Beis Hillel, and we are going to go bas a Rav. So in that situation, the baskel is not going connect the Torah. Adarava, it's coming to support the din ha-Torah of a chere rabim lahatis. So in such a situation, the klal of Leib HaShamayim doesn't apply, and there we will be Mashkiach Bebaskoil. Those are the two terutzim of Taisus. Now, Taisus has a kash on himself, but L'chaira, Rabbi Yeshua, who says, Ein Mashkicham Bebaskoil, it's Mavur and Arasugya, that he holds Ein Halacha Kibes Hillel. Now, L'chaira, that's going to be Shver according to both Terutzim. According to the first Tarets of Taisus, Davka over there, by the case of Rabbi Yezer, is Ein Mashkicham Bebaskoil, because it was only L'chvaidai Shal Rabbi Yezer. But usually Mashkicham Bebaskoil. So the fact that Rabbi Yeshua over there says Ein Mashkicham Bebaskoil, maybe he just means that kind of Baskoil. But it's possible that Rabbi Yeshua will agree that in a case where the Baskoil really means to be Kaveya the Halacha, that we will Paskin like the Baskoil, and even according to Rabbi Yeshua, the Halacha should be like Beis Hillel. And according to the second Teretz of Taisus, it's also Shver. Because this that Rabbi Yeshua says Ein Mashkicham Bebaskoil over there, that's also only over there because the Baskoil is going Kenegad the Dinat Torah V'Acharei Rabim L'Hatis. But how do we know from Divrei Rabbi Yeshua that based on the Baskoil, we cannot Paskin like Beis Hillel, where it's not going connected to the Torah, like Taisus is Masber. Bikitzur, if we hold like Rabbi Yeshua versus Rabbi Eliezer, and we're coming from Rabbi Yeshua's din of Ein Mashkicham Bebaskoil, how do we know that Rabbi Yeshua is machmer in the din of Ein Mashkicham Bebaskoil any more than us? And if we can reconcile the halacha of Ein Mashkicham Bebaskoil and the fact that halacha kedivrei Beis Hillel, so maybe Rabbi Yeshua does the same. So mechatesa to the Gemara that lefi Rabbi Yeshua, the halacha is not going to be like Beis Hillel. So Taisus answers that the diuk is from the lashon of Rabbi Yeshua. The lashon of Rabbi Yeshua, which says as a blanket statement, loy bashamayimi is mashma de bishum duchte ein mashkichem bebaskel. Be'enachanami, from the context and the content of the din of Rabbi Yeshua, it's not a raya that we don't paskin like Beis Hillel. Hayayitze from Divrei HaTaisus, that be'emes, there's a shtickle deichik over here, that Rabbi Yeshua, who says ein mashkichem bebaskel, and we actually paskin like Rabbi Yeshua, B'chol Zois, our version of Ein Mashkicham Bebaskoil and Rabbi Yeshua himself's version of Ein Mashkicham Bebaskoil differ. We who we paskin like Rabbi Yeshua Ein Mashkicham Bebaskoil, it's specifically over there. Either because it was only Yatzal Chvayde Shal B'Liezer, or because over there the Baskoil is coming connected to Torah. But Rabbi Yeshua himself, who says Ein Mashkicham Bebaskoil, holds in all cases Ein Mashkicham Bebaskoil, even in a case where we don't have those Chisrainis, like the Baskoil that says Halacha Kedivrei Beis Hillel, although there it's not L'chvayda, it's a Baskoil that's coming to say Be'emes the Halacha, and over there it's not going connected to Torah, still Rabbi Yeshua's Tams of Adin of Loi B'Shamayimi has a Mashmoyis that B'chol Inyan Ein Mashkichen Be'Baskoil. Ad kan Shita Satoisvis B'kamim K'mimis B'Shas, and the Deichik that's Yoytzei Mitoich Devarav. Now, connected to B'Yatoisvis is Shita Sarambam. The Rambam Hilchas Yisoidei HaTorah Perek Tes Halacha Dalet is talking about the Gedorim of a Navi Sheker, and the Rambam brings as one of the Mashalim of a Navi Sheker, Vizel Lashaynai, Oy She'omar B'din Midinei Torah, She'Hashem Tzivaloi, She'adin Kachu, V'Halacha Kedivrei Pliny. If a Navi comes and says that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is Mitzavahim, that the Halacha is like a certain Shita, Hareze Navi Sheker V'Yechonik, Afo Bisha Asa Ois, he's a Navi Sheker and he's Chayef Misa. Sha'arei bo lahakchish Torah she'amra loy b'shamayimi. Because he's going connected to the Dina Torah that says loy b'shamayimi. How could a Navi come and say that a Kadosh Baruch Hu said to Paskin in a specific way if a Torah says mefurish that there is no such concept because loy b'shamayimi? Frek the Kesa Mishnah over there, Koshali, the Omar b'perakama di'avamis, the yatsas of basko loymar da locha kebeis hillel, v'kaimelon haki b'chol duchte. Frek the Kesef Mishnah, according to the Rambam's klal, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu would never say that the halacha is like a specific man to Omar, because loy b'shamayimi. So how is it that we paskin like Beis Hillel based on the Baskoil? So like the Kesef Mishnah, v'ataisus sham nasnu tamadavar. Taisus, like we have Taisus in our sugya, he says a tam how we could go with the Baskoil. One of the two times the Taisus says, ve'eina eile kefi das rabbeinu, but none of those timeim shtim with Divrei HaRambam, that are mavur, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu would never intervene even to paskin like a specific man to Omar, v'tzarech iyan. And the case of Mishnah remains tzarech iyan on Divrei Rambam. So this Divrei Rambam is subject to many, many terutzim from various achrayinim. And we're going to mention, be'ezus Hashem, two terutzim. The first teretz that we're going to mention is brought down by Rabbi Chanan Vasseman in Kuntres Divrei Seifrim, Simen Hei, Ois Yud. And he brings down a Taisus HaRosh in Masechet Nida Dav Zayin that says that Be'emes, even Rabbi Yeshua himself, who holds Ein Mashkicham Bebaskoil, could paskin halacha kebeis Hillel. Aye, the the whole makar of halachic beisilah is based on the baskoil. Zakta taisa rosh, that's possible that Rabbi Yeshua holds that the halachic beisilah not mitam the baskoil, nor mitam roif. Because Rabbi Yeshua holds menasvore that although beis shamay was mechudet tvei, the fact that beis hillel is the roif is a siba to paskin like beis hillel over beis shamay. So lefi that, our brisa that says, haroit selasis kadivre beis shamay oise, and the Gemara explains according to the second teretz that that's going according to shitas Rabbi Yeshua that says, e mashkichem bebaskoil, it doesn't mean that Rabbi Yeshua actually holds like that, that he can do like beis shamay. It just means that based on shitas Rabbi Yeshua, that we don't paskin like a baskoil, we could explain this part of the brisa that paskins like beis shamay. But Rabbi Yeshua himself, for a different reason, paskins like beis hillel, because he holds min asvara that we go basarayv, even keneged the fact that beis shamay was mechudet tvei. Zokta b'chana, and the fee that we could also be maz b'shitas Rambam. It's true that the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Yeshua, that we're never mashkiach b'baskoil, and a baskoil doesn't have the ability to be machriya even b'makim where we have a suffix who to paskin like. Nevertheless, the Rambam paskins like beis hillel, like we find in Kula Shas, we paskin like beis hillel, not mitam the baskoil, but mitam the same reason why Rabbi Yeshua himself paskins like beis hillel, because we hold that Raiv is stronger than the fact that beis shamay was mechudet tvei. That's the first hasber to be masber pshat in the Piskei HaRambam. The second pshat that we're going to say is the mahalach of the Ar Sameach over there in Hilchos Yisoidei HaTorah. And the Ar Sameach says a nifla dika chilek. Zokter Sameach, we have to differentiate between when the baskel is talking about a specific halacha in a specific shaila, or when the baskel is talking about a klal, which tane is kedai to paskin like. The klal of Leba Shemayim, he means that the baskel is not bekoyach to paskin a specific halacha, because the halachas of the Torah, once the Torah was nitna, are given to Chachmei Yisrael to paskin. Masha'enkein, in regards to this that the baskel says halacha ke beis hillel, that's just a haskama on beis hillel atzmam. Like the Gemara is masber, because beis hillel were neichen zelazeh, and they were shayna divrei beis shamay lifnei their own words, therefore they are more reliable, and it's kedai to paskin like them. That's not a smite from loy b'shamayimi, because that's not a specific halacha that the shamayim is coming to paskin, but rather it's just a recommendation according to which shita we should be soymech. That's the chiddush of pshat of the Ar Sameach in Shitas HaRambam. Now, according to this mahalach as well, we have to say that the Rambam isn't really paskening the din of Rabbi Yeshua of Ein Mashkichem Bebaskoil, because Rabbi Yeshua himself, as Mrs. Mavur in our Gemara, obviously holds Ein Mashkichem Bebaskoil, even in regards to the recommendation of saying Halacha Kebeis Hillel. Rather, the Rambam is paskening his own version of the klal of Ein Mashkichem Bebaskoil, that we only are not mashkiach b'baskol in regards to paskening a specific halacha, but in regards to the klal of halacha kebeis hillel, that we go like kula shas, and in regards to that we are samech on the baskol. Ad kan, this inyan hagadol, the yisoidistike inyan, of when we go with a baskol and when not. And now let's go weiter to the next inyan. The Gemara brings down the memor of Rav Tovus that explains Shitas Rav, that says that a nekev in the Torbitz of Veshet is b'mashu, because it's part of the Veshet, that does not mean that it's a makim shchita. Although essentially it's a chelik of the Veshet, but nosnu by chachamim shir, the makim that's kosher for shchita has a specific shir, and therefore the Torbitz of Veshet, if you're shaychet over there, it's not included in the shir in which a shchita can be done, and the shchita is going to be pasul. Now, this halacha, that although the Torbitz of Veshet is not a makim shchita, nevertheless, a nekev creates a paslus. Yesh ladon, if that nekev is going to make it a treifa ba'alma, or that nekev is going to give it a din of nevela. And this is based on a yesod which we spoke about in the previous shiurim, that shitas Rashi bekama mekaimis on daf lamed beis, on daf ches, and other places is that just like the Mishnah says on daf lamed beis and aleph, that a psuka sagargeris is not just a treifa, it's an avela, so too nekuvas aveshet is also an avela. V'im ken yesh lachkar, a nekev in the torbitz aveshet, but it's not part of the makam shchita, does that have the same halacha as in nekuvas aveshet, that it's going to be a avela, or a nekev in the torbitz aveshet is just going to be a treifa? So the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Lamed Gimel Siv Gimel says mefurish that a nekev in the torbitz aveshet is also an avela. However, the Shach over there in Sifkat and Hay says, no, that we never found that a Nekev in the Torbitz of Eshet is an Avela, and that is just a Trefa. The Plesi in Simulam Gimel, Ois Gimel, he backs up the Mahalik of the Shulchan Aruch that says it's an Avela, and he says that Torbitz of Eshet is included in the Trefa of Nekuvas of Eshet. And he quotes a Rashba over here on Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis that says that a Nekev of the Torbitz of Eshet is not a separate Trefa, but it's just a prat within the treifa of Nekuvas of Eshet. So it's mashma that just like Nekuvas of Eshet is an avela, Nekev in the Torbitz of Eshet is also an avela. So the Chayret Sarach Bir, Bamen Nechleku, the Shulchan Aruch and the Shach, if a Nekev in the Torbitz of Eshet is an avela or a treifa. So in the Sefer Shchita Schulen from Rabbi Samar Garbuz, he says a Mori Dikepshat. And this is based on a Chakira that's in the Beis Halevi, Chelik Beis Simen Chof. The Beis Halevi is Chayker, how do we understand the Klal that a Nekev and a Kubis of Eshet is more Chomer than all Trefas? All Trefas are just a Trefa Ba'alma, but it doesn't have a Din of an Avela, whereas a Kubis of Eshet has the Chomer that it's an Avela. And the Beis Halevi offers two possible Pirushim. One Pshat, he says, and that's how we assumed in an earlier Shir for Chulun Daf Mem Beis, B'Shem Da'avnei Nezer, that being that there's already a hole in this Veshet, so the Shechita that cuts a hole through this Veshet, wherever there's a hole, the Shechita is not accomplishing anything. So it comes out, it's Chaser in the Maisa Shechita. That's why when you Shecht a Veshet that has a Nekev in it, it's going to remain in a Vela, Ki'ilu, you didn't do a proper Shechita. Another possible Pshat, says the Beis Halevi, that Be'emes, the Maisa Shechita is a Maisa Shechita. And the fact that there was a hole isn't Megarei on the Maisa Shechita. Just there's a chaymer for a treifa that's b'makam asimanim, that because this treifas appears in the place of the ikar chius of the animal, that such a treifa is a nevela. Those are the two tzadim of the Beis Halevi. Nafkamina zok the Beis Halevi, what happens if you have a oif, which is shchitase b'simen echad, and the oif has a nekev in the veshet, but you actually shechted the gargeres, not the veshet. So the fee the first mahalach, being that the shechita was done in the gargeres, there was no hole, so there's nothing missing in the ma'aseh shechita, so it's going to be a treifa ba'alma and not an avela. But according to the second mahalach, that a hole b'makam asimanim is more chomer, so by an oif as well, it's going to be more chomer, it's going to have a din of nevela. Zog the sefer shechita schulen, that this shaila is l'chayr the basis to the machlekes, the Shulchan Aruch and the Shach, whether nekuvas torbitz of veshet has a din nevela or just a treifa. If you say that the reason why a Nekuvas of Veshet is a Nevela is because you didn't do a Maisa Shechita because there was already a hole there, that only applies by a Veshet where that's the actual Makam Shechita. So the Maisa Shechita is Chaser because in the Makam Shechita there's already a hole. But a Nekev in the Torbitz of Veshet, which Lefi our Gemara is not part of the Makam Shechita, that's not Megareya in the Maisa Shechita. Therefore, it's only going to have a din of a Trefa and not a din of a Nevela like the Shechita Sashach. But if you go with the other mahalach and you say that being that the nekev is in the makam of the chius, therefore that's more chamor and it's going to have a din of nevela, although the torbitz of veshet is not part of the makam shechita because shir nasnu chachamim l'shechita, but akapanim it is considered a chelik of the etzem veshet, it's the makam chius. Therefore that's going to have the chamor of every nekuvas of veshet and it's going to have a din of nevela ukeshita sa shulchan aruch. Ad kan this inyan, and now let's go weiter to the next inyan. The Gemara of Rav Tavis, which we just mentioned, is coming to be miyashiv a stira dikapsak of Rava brought down earlier on Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis. Rava was talking about a case where there was a cow that the beginning of the shechita was b'torbitz aveshet, and the gemar was in the veshet itself. And Rava says that we're going to be machmer kechumre Rava kechumre Shmuel, and it's going to be pasul. According to Rav, it's going to be possible because it's a treifa. I l'chayre, it's a chelik of the makam shechita. But on that, Shmuel already said that the Torbitz of Eshet is not a chelik of the makam shechita. The Gemara had it very schwer. How can you paskin like the chumre of Rav and the chumre of Shmuel? Only a ksil does that. Zok Rav Tavos, that be'emes, Rav paskins exactly like Rav. And like Rav Tavos is masber, that although it's a chelik of the veshet and it's nikuvasei b'mashu, but it's not a chelik of the makam shechita. Taisvis b'divrei maskil kula karav avda is ma'erer that be'emes we could have said another pshat in the psak of Rava. And that is that Be'emes, Rav is paskening like Shitas Shmuel. And that Be'emes, Nekuvasai is Berubai B'tor B'tzaveshet. Nevertheless, if you start the Shechita B'tor B'tzaveshet and you're Mamshechit in the Veshet itself, that's going to be puzzle, although you had a Rav in the Veshet itself. Why? That's based on a Gemara earlier on the Chaf Amud Aleph, which says, according to Shitas Shmuel himself, that in the Kaneh, if you're Higrim Shlish, V'shachat Shnei Shlish, that's going to be puzzle. Now, L'chaira, that needs a beer, because even though you started off with a Hagrama of Shlish, but L'maisa, there was a Shchita of Shnei Shlish in a Mokam that's kosher for Shchita. So the Gemara earlier on the Futes Amud Aleph is Masber, because L'maisa, it's Pasak Chiyusei Bipsul. Being that the Chatichas HaSimen started B'makam of Agrama, and by the time Rav of the Simen was cut, it was made up of a Shlish B'makam Agrama and a Shlish in the proper Makam. Turns out that it's Nafik Chiyuse already Ayidei Psol. That's the halacha of Hagrama Shlish V'shachat Shnei Shlish Bayekana. Memeila Hal Taisves Hua Din in regards to Veshet. That if the Tchilas HaShchita was done B'makam of the Torbitz of Veshet, and the rest of the Shechita was done in the Makam of the Veshet itself, even though only a small Nekev was done in Torbitz of Veshet, so Mitzad Tarfis, it's going to be kosher according to Shmuel, but you have the same concept of Lamaise, it's Nafik Chiyuse Bipsul. Because we're Mitzarif, the little Nekev that's in the Torbitz of Veshet, with the continuation of the Shechita that's in the Veshet Atzmai, and we reach a point where Rav of the Simen is Nechtach, Shaloya Idei Kashrus specifically, Memel it's going to be Pasul of Shmuel. So Ayyaitse, that we could be Masber Rav's memory to Paslut, even according to Shmuel, without being Mitzar of Shitas Rav Bechlal. Azoy Taina Taisvis. Zog Taisvis and Echanami, the Gemara could have said that, and the only reason why the Gemara looks to be Miyashav Tfi Rav is because of the Klal of Hilchas HaKarav Be'isuri. Adkan, this important Nakuda and Pshat, and the Yisoid of Shmuel's Halacha of Higrim Shlish and Shachat Shnei Shlish, and now let's go weiter to the next Inyan. The Gemara Behemshech brings down a memra of Amar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel that Torbitz HaVeshet Shenitel Kulei Melechi Kosher. If the Torbitz HaVeshet was detached from the Lechi, it's still Kosher. To which the Gemara asks the Kasha, L'chaire V'ha'ika Ikor Simanim. L'chaire, that should be considered Ikor Simanim, which is one of the five basic halachas of Hilchas Shechita brought down earlier in the Gemara in the beginning of Taftes Amud Aleph. And the Gemara answers, that's different than Ikor, because Akalpanim, the Torbitz HaVeshet, is still attached to the Basar. The Igum Igumi. Now, to understand what the Gemara's Kasha of Ikor Simanim is, we have to be makdim a very Yisoidistic Machlekes between Rashi and the Bahag as to what this Halacha of Ikor actually is. Rashi Shita is B'kama Mokamis on the Masechta, earlier on Daf Tes, on Daf Chaf, on Daf Lamed Beis, that Ikor is exactly what the Mishnah says on Daf Lamed Beis, where it's Nifsika HaGargeris. That means if you only shecht with a sakin and a proper ma'isa shchita one simen or part of a simen, and the rest is done ayidei ma'isa psika, it's detached in another way, not ayidei ma'isa shchita, that's a treifa, which be'etzem has a din of nevela, a kumavur in the Mishnah earlier on the Flamed Beis Amud Aleph. That's shitas Rashi in Ikor. The Bahag brought down a taisvis, bekama mekaimis also, on the Ftes, on the Fchof, and over here on the Memdalad, and b'divri ha'maschol v'ha'ika. He disagrees with Shitas Rashi. And he says, that can't be what the Pshat in Ikor is as one of the five halachas in Hilchas Shechita. Because in such a case, you didn't shecht bechlal. It wasn't a ma'isa shechita, it was a ma'isa akira. The five halachas of Hilchas Shechita are psulim in a ma'isa shechita. But if you don't do a ma'isa shechita bechlal, you don't have to come on to a din of Ikor. Memeil lezok tebahad, Pshat in Ikor is like this. You took the simanim and you removed them from their original place. Either you did that b'yadayim, or they happened somehow naturally. And then you did the ma'isa shechita and the simanim while they're not in their original place. That's going to be from the halachas of Hilchas Shechita that says that ikor, if you're ma'ikor the simanim, and then you shecht them, it's going to be a pasala shechita. So that's the machlaikas between Rashi and the Bahag, how to understand the halacha of ikor. Zog Taisus and Arasugya, the lechaira Arasugya is a riot to the Bahag, not like Rashi. Because according to Rashi, Ikor means that there's a slit in the Gargaris, and that's what passels the Shechita. So who had in here? What's going to passel the Shechita according to the Gemara's Kasha is the fact that there's an Ikor and there's a Psika, a slit in the Torbitz HaVeshet. Frektaisus may have a taste to the Gemara to compare those two. Be'emes torbetz of veshet. Really, we should have said it's like the veshet mamish, and a nekev should passel it. Why does Shmuel hold that a nekev doesn't passel it? Because he holds that the torbetz of veshet isn't considered the veshet mamish. Once the torbetz of veshet is not the veshet mamish, maybe not just a nekev doesn't passel, maybe a psika, a slit, also doesn't passel. Who said that the psul of ikor applies bechlal to the torbetz of veshet? In the Mishnah, we find it by Gargaris. By the Veshet Mamish, even a neck of pasels. The Torbitz of Veshet, which is not the Gageris, and according to Shmuel, not the Veshet either, just like a neck of doesn't pasel, maybe Psika doesn't pasel as well, and where's the Ramakim for the Gemara to ask this Kasha? Only according to the Shita of the Bahag does the Gemara's Kasha make sense. Because when it's Nital, Torbitz of Veshet Melechi, that means, obviously, that the Simanim were removed away from their original Makim, and if you do a Maisa Shchita in such a place, that's going to be an ikor according to the Shitas of Ahag. But Lefi Rashi, it's Shver. So Taisus wants to suggest a Teretz Lefi Shitas Rashi. So Taisus, maybe it's Svirelei Delegora Mishmutas Agageres Shit Trefa. The Gemara holds for a Dover Poshet that although Torbitz of Veshet doesn't have a din of Nekev because it's not the Veshet Mamish, but it's Legora Mishmutas Agageres. So Taisus Vizahu Deichik. What would Lemaisa be the beer in such a Mahalach? The beer would be because in the Veshet and the Kane, there are two Nekudas. There's the Shem Veshet and the Shem Kane. And then also there's the general Shem of Simanim, which means that that's the Makim where the Ikar Chiyas of the animal lies. So the Gemara understands, according to Rashi, that although the Torbitz of Veshet is Chaser and the Shem Veshet, so it doesn't have the specific Pirtei Dinam that a Veshet has, that it should be Nekuvasi B'mashu, but Al Kapanim, it's definitely part of the general Shem Simanim. Anything that's part of the general Shem Simanim, if it's Nifsek Biruba, it's going to be Pasol. Because this that we find that Gargaris is Pasol if it's Nifsek Biruba is not Machmas the specific Shem Gargaris, that's Machmas the general Shem Simanim. Anything that's part of the Simanim where the Ikar Chiyas of the animal lies, if it's Nifsek Biruba, that's going to be Pasol. Therefore, it's Pshita Lula Gemara that in the Torbitz of Veshet as well, Akopanim, they're part of the Simanim, and that's why if it's Nifsek Biruba, it's going to be Pasol. The only thing that remains shver with this is Taisus' second kasha, that the Gemara Lemaisa Behemshach says that if Rubai is Nifsak, but a Miyat is still there, that it's going to be kosher. By Gargaris Mamish, we see now like that. By Gargaris, we see that if it's Nifsak Rubai, although there's a Miyat, that's already puzzle. So if the basis for Torbitz HaVesha Chenekar to be puzzle is based on what we see by Shmutas HaGargaris, the Chayit should have the same halacha, that Rav is puzzle, and even though there's a Miyat, that should not help. But could be the teretz to that is based on Divrei Rashi Atzmai Behemshach Asugya B'Divrei Maschol De Ifrik Efruke. That's Mavur, that the reason why it's going to be kosher is because such a slit is Hadar Bari. A Torbetz of Veshet that a Kapanim Miyot remains, it's going to Lemaise heal itself, which is why it's not possible. Whereas in the Gargaris Mamish, we won't say that it's Hadar Bari, which is why it has a psul, even if it's just Rubai and not Kulai. Akapanim, that could be the pshat to be miyashiv shitas Rashi and Arasugya, and that's the sadistika machlekes between Rashi and the Bahag, how to understand the halacha from the five hilchas shchita of Ikor. And now let's go weiter to the next inyan. The Gemara Namad Beis brings down a brisa, which also appears in other places in Chas, that chacham shatimei ein chaveiroi reshoi letaher, and osar, a chacham who's oiser, ein chaveiroi reshoi lehatir. And this is a very big inyan in the Rishayim and the Achrayim and the Paiskim, until Paiskim's Manenu, how to understand and when is this klal applicable. And we'll start with the Raj Ben Arasugya, which brings down B'Shem the Ravid, that the reason why it remains Osir is because Shavya Chaticha de Isura. Aide the Psak of the Chacham that it's Osir, it becomes a Cheftza of Chaticha de Isura. The Ran, however, in Masechta Avodah Zarah and of Zion, and other Rishonim as well, they bring down other reasons why it's Asur. One reason they say is because of Kvaydei Shel Chacham. In order to be Mechabed, the original Chacham that Asurd, we may not be Mater. And the second time that's brought down there is Shalaya Asik Kebeis Tyres. If we can have a situation where one Paisik should Asur and the other Paisik will be Mater, it will be confusing, it will look like there are Beis Tyres. Therefore, in any given Shaila, once a Paisik Asers, we may not be matured afterwards. So we have three Tamim Sachakol. The Ravid's Tam of Shavi Chaticha de Isura, and the Ran and other Rishayim who say either Mishum Kvayda Shel Chacham or Shalei Asa Kebeis Tairas. Now we have to be Ma'ayin whether this din is a halacha midoraisa or midorabanan. Now, the fi the Ran's pshat of kveid shel chacham and its pshat of shlei asik kabeis tairis, the chayre it's a vada only an isra derabanan. However, the fi the raiva that says shavi chaticha de isura, we have to understand the oimik of that din. And achrei ha'ion and the rishonim and the achrayim, we find two very distinct mahalchim how to understand this din. The first mahalch we're going to say, ayin b'tshuvas of shleim eger near a day of simin yud aleph. That's medayik from the lashon of the Ravid that he says shavya chaticha de isura, and he doesn't say shavya anafshei chaticha de isura. The general klal that we know of shavya anafshei chaticha de isura, ayin mesech de ksubas taftes, means the person himself whom the isura is negeya to, he makes it a chaticha de isura. Over here, it's not the shayel who creates it a chaticha de isura, it's the chacham that creates a chaticha de isura, which is why it says shavya chaticha de isura and not shavya anafshei chaticha de isura. And the sefer Avodas Avoda and Avodah Zarah Dav Zayin, he says that l'chayre im kein, we have to understand, how is that possible? It's not his chayfetz b'chlal. How does the chacham have a koyach to create a chayfetz to be a chayfetz de isura? So l'chayre you have to say, zok Avodas Avoda, that this too is just a din midrabanan. V'chein mefurish also in Tshuvas Chacham Tzvi Siman Nun Gimel, that this din is only a din derabanan. Ayin in a famous tshuva of the Netziv in Tshuvas Meshav Dover, Chelik Bei Siman Tes, where he answers to a famous shaila of a person who goes by the name of Hatzoyer. This Tzoyer wanted to say that this klal only applies if somebody asks a question to a Chacham, then he's meshubit to what the Chacham says. But if the Chacham says something without being asked by a specific person, we're not mechuyev to go with the isra that the Chacham says. And the Netziv vehemently argues on him, and he says, even if he is not asked b'chlal, the fact that the Chacham says it, that alone creates it chaticha de isura. This goes with the mahalich of the other achrayim that we said, that shavi chaticha de isura is a din d'rabbanan based on the psak of the Chacham alone, nothing to do with the shayel. However, mitzad sheni, we found mamish rishayim that they do say that it's an inin of shavi anafshei chaticha de isura, similar to the ikra halacha which is found in Masech Ksubas Daf Tes. In the Tshuvas HaRadvaz, he brings down the halacha of the Ravid, and he actually puts in the word anafshe. The Tshuvas HaRadvaz is in Chelik Aleph, Simon Shin Samach Beis. He says, Shavi anafshe chaticha de isura, kivon de somach achacham rishon. Which means, a shayel who asks the chacham, so he's being samach on what the chacham says. So when the chacham paskins the leisur, the shayel is shavi anafshe chaticha de isura. And as Zoy state Bam is also in the Chedushay of Rabbi Yenis Amidlunil and Avodah Zarah Dav Zayin, his lashon is Shegomar Belivoy Lases Kairo Asachacham. And the Tumim as well, in Simon Chafei Sivkat and Yud Gimel, he says it can't be that the Chacham with his Dibur creates the Chaticha Disura because it's not his Bechlal, which is the Taina of the Avodah Savoida. Just the Tumim is Mechiech because of that, like we said, B'Shem Derishayim, that it's halacha mitzad the shayel that he's makabel on himself and he's shavya anafshe chaticha de isura. Now in the etzam din of shavya anafshe chaticha de isura of ksubas taftes, there's a big need in the achrayim how to understand the yisayda din, and it's yidua divrei aksayis in siman lamadalet sifkat and dalet. The first he brings down the shita of the Mahari Basan that says it's midin neder. However, he brings down that the tshuvas hamaharit argues on that because in Cain, She'ela should work. Zok de Ksais, the pshat how it works is it's a din ne'amanis, just like we find in regards to Eidos Baldin Kamei Eidim Dami. The Rashi Masech the Kedushin says that it's learned from Xeris Akasov of Asher Yoimer Ki Huzeh Haresha Samach Hamiksa Saida Asoi. So if his Dibur works as an amanis and din ne'amanis, so too his Dibur could work in regards to Isser that affects him himself. That's the Dibur HaKsais. Now Yesh Ladon, which one of these pirushim, if any, apply in this case where a person asks a shaila to a chacham? So the Chidushei Arim in the Ashmatis, the Chayish HaMishpat, Simen Chafei, he says that maybe neder could apply. And this would be like a neder, a Kabbalah Belev, where by going to the chacham, a person's makabal on himself beneder, that if the chacham is going to aser, that he's going to listen to that. But the Yisrael of the Manus should not be shaykh. Because the Manus only applies if a person says something, that he knows that that's like that. So if he knows that it's usher, we believe him. But over here, where the shayel doesn't know anything, adarabah, he's being samech on divrei hachacham, How can we say that there's a din of nemanis to be mamin the shoyel klapei atzmai that this is a davar aser? He doesn't know anything. Memeila zokt the chedush harim that the only possible pshat, if you want to say like the Rishayim say that it's shavya nafsheich atichad isura, is only if you go like the Maribasan, and this will be a mekar from the Rishayim, like that pirush tamua of the Maribasan. However, the emes is that even in regards to dinei mamonis, we also find a similar concept. Because the Mishnah says, in Masechta Sanhedrin daf chav dalet, that if a person says, neman alai abba, or neman alai shalai shal rei bakar, so he's makabel the psak of his own father, which is be'esem, a dayan puzzle, or an aid puzzle, that he's chayiv, and he's meshubit to the psak din that his father gives. What's the side of that din? So it's yidua that the Rashbam, in Masechta Babasot of Kuf Chav Ches, says that that's also a concept of haidoas baldin. Now there also we can ask the Chedush Yerim's Kasha, how is the Shaykh to say Haidos Baldin? He himself doesn't know. He's not having an amonis that the psak is that he's actually chayiv. He's just the Saimich on Divrei Hadayan, who in this case is his father. How can we consider that Mechlal than amonis of Kihuza? But the Pshat can be found actually in the Chedush Yerim himself to his Chedushim Amasech Tegitin Daf Samach Dalet. And he says over there, a Meritik Yisoid, how to understand the Yisoid of Haidos Baldin Kamei Eidom Dami. And this Yisoid I also heard from my Rebbe, Reb Simcha Maimon Shlita, the Reish Chabura in the Briska Koel in Yerushalayim. And he says, the basis of the Din of Haidos Baldin Kamei Eidom Dami is not Dafke that we believe him on his specific Dibor, but rather the Shairish of it is that every Baldovar has a Koyach to Shtelavek and to be Miyasid, the Klolim, by which his Din Torah is going to be governed. Because he can lay down the rules in his own Din Torah, in as much as it's Negei only him. Therefore, if he says a specific fact, that creates the demonis of Eidos Baldin Kamei Eidom Dami, because he shtels avek that these are the hanachas by which he's going to be governed in his Din Torah. So again, it's not a Din demonis, kavayachal, just like the Torah is mamin two Eidim, so too in this situation, the Torah is mamin one aid, who is the Baldover. But rather, being that the Dentaira is all about him, he, l'chaivosei, can shtelovek the klolim of the Dentaira, and included in that is that if he says that this is a fact that should be taken on as emes, that becomes what we take on klapi his Dentaira. Therefore, being that that's the ikri yisoyed v'ydos b'adin kame'edim dami, we can understand what the Rashbam says, that when if a person says that neman alai abo, or neman alai shleisha roi bakar, that his Dentaira klapi him will be governed with that hanacha that his Abu or the Shleishi Rai Bakar are Neman to be Edim or Dayanim. That's the big Yisoid in Eidos Baldin Kamei Eidom Dami Kamevur in the Mishnah on Sanhedrin Daf Chav Dalet. V'hadvarim Aruchim, this is also the explanation to this that we find in the Ran in Masechta Nedarim Daf Chav Zayin, that it's possible to make Eidos Baldin Al Tnai. Now if it was an Indian of plain and Amonis like Eidos, you can't be Neman Al Tnai. Either it's true or it's not true. But being that it's from the Kololim that he shtels avek in this Dentaira, and it's only based on that he has an Amonis, so the Iker Kololim could be avek shtelt al Tnai. The Ein Kan Mekayma Laharech Bezer. But Akaponim, based on this, we can make him parallel, that if this is the Yisoid of Eidos Baldin Kamei Eidom Dami in regards to Mamayin, so too in regards to Isser, which Shavya Nafshe Chaticha Di Isura, where the Ksois tells us that that's also an Inn of Eidos Baldin Kamei Eidom Dami, the Pshat is also a similar Pshat. Because Rav Shmuel, Chedusha Rav Shmuel, in Masech Daksubis, Daftes, he's miyaseid, that the reason why Shavi and Afshe Chaticha Desura can work, Midin Eidos Baldin, is because just like a person is a Bailam on his own Mamayin, so too a person is a Bailam on his own Hanhagas Isser. Now his Namanis is not a Namanis Klapi de Etzem Chevtsa de Isura, because who is he to be Neman that a specific Chaticha is Chalev or Shuman? But Klapi, his own Hanhagas Isser, he's a Bailam and he's Neman to say what's Aser. And according to the beer that we're Masber of Eidos Baldin Kamei Eidom Dami means that he can shtelavek the klolim in the Dentaira klapi his Mamayin, so too in regards to Iser, the beer is going to be that he can shtelavek the klolim of who and what has the manis in regards to his Hanhagas Iser. And that's the aside why he's Neman to say on a specific Chaticha that that's Aser. Because we go with what he shtelavek, klape him, we assume that his diburim are neman, that this is be'emes a chevtze di isura. V'hu adin lefi that, it's understandable why if he goes and he asks a specific chacham, So he's being makabal that whatever this chacham says, we're going to assume that that's really the emes of psak din. That's why he's meshubid, because he shtol davek the klolim. And klapi his on hagas iser, we're going to assume that shakol divrei chacham are emes, and it's shavye chaticha di isura, and once the chacham is iser, it's shuv ein rashai lehater. This is l'chayre the beer in the mahalach kamavur barishayim, that there's a shavye an nafshe chaticha di isura, when you ask a chacham, and the chacham is iser. Now, are there any nafkaminas between these Purushim and the Rishayim? And the answer is there are many nafkaminas. And we're going to say a few of them. First of all, what happens b'di'evet if the second Chacham is Matir? So the Ran himself is Mavur, that this is going to be Tali in the two Biurim. If you say like the Raibid, that it's Shavya Nafshe Chaticha Disura, or Shavya Chaticha Disura, so b'di'evet it's impossible to revoke that Iser. But if you say any of the other Purushim of the Ran says, either Mishum Kvayda Shachacham or Shalei Asika Beis Tairais, so Dayenu the Chachamim Asad L'Chatchila to Paskin Heter. But B'diyeved, it's not going to remain Asur. Another Nafkamina, Zok the Ran himself, what happens if the Chacham himself is Chayzer? So if you say it's Shavi Chaticha Di Isura, it's too late. He himself also cannot be Chayzer because it's already Shavi Chaticha Di Isura. However, if it's only Mishum Kvayda Shachacham, so if he himself changes his mind, it's not kvaide to hold him to his first psak, adarava will go according to his second psak. V'chein, if it's shalei yasa kabeis tairis, that's only if you're going to have a second chacham that disagrees. But if he himself changes his mind, so it's only kataira achas, and the psak is only going to be like the psak of heter, and not the psak of iser. A third nafkamina, zokteran over there in Avodah Zarah, is what happens if the second chacham is gadol mimenu b'chachma. If it's because of Shavi Chaticha de Isura, it makes no difference, and even in such a situation, he can't be Matir. But if it's Mishum Kvaidai, if the other person is Gadol Mimenu B'Chachma, we don't consider it a slight in the first one's Kavod. Now the Chasam Sofer is Ma'irer, that Akapanim, according to the Mahalach of Shalei Asika Beis Tairais, then even if it's Gadol Mimenu B'Chachma, it should still be Asur, because the Olam at large may not know that the second one is Gadol Mimenu B'Chachma, and they'll see it kabeis tairis. But akapanim, the Ran himself in Avodah Zarah is quite mashma that even according to that mahalach of shleiyos kabeis tairis, if the second one is gadol mimenu b'chachma, we'll assume the second chacham's heter and we'll disregard the first chacham's iser, so it won't be considered kabeis tairis. These are three nafkaminas. Now, what's interesting about this third nafkamina is that l'chayr we find the stira minei ubei in Rabbeinu Yeruchim in the siv beis chelakei. Because mitzad echad, he brings down the beer of the Ravid, and he says, Shavi chaticha d'isura. And mitzad sheni, he still says that if the second chacham is gadol mechaveri b'chachma, that he could be matir. How do those two things stem together? And be'emes, the Ran says that they don't stem together, and according to the Ravid, it's going to be usher, even if the second one is gadol mechaveri b'chachma. What's pshat in Rabbeinu Yeruchim? So if you say like the mahalach of the Achrayim that it's only midrabanan, we can say that the Rabbanan were not makbid on the klal of Shavi Chaticha Desura, b'makam where the sheni is gadol mimenu b'chachma. They made a heter. And if you say it's a din d'oraisa of Shavi Anavshi Chaticha Desura, still maybe we could be masber that this, that the shayel was makabel, whatever the chacham says, was only a daita t'hachi u'betnai, that he is the final paisik over here. But in the instance where he finds afterwards a gadol mimenu b'chachma, a daita t'hachi, he was never makabel the Chacham Rishon Sha'asar, even to go against a greater Chacham, which is afterwards Matir. A fourth Nafkamina, which is brought down in the Rishayim, is what happens if we have a similar Shaila on a different Chaticha. So if you say like the Ravid's Mahalach of Shavi Chaticha de Isura, that's only on the specific Chaticha on which the Chacham already paskened. But if there's a different Chaticha, even though it's the same Yusayra Shaila, there it wasn't Chaladin of Shavi Chaticha de Isura. And even if you go over the Mahalach of Shavi Anavshe Chaticha de Sura, and he's Mekabel the Psak of the Chacham, it's also possible to be Mechalik that he's only Mekabel the Psak of the Chacham in regards to this specific Shaila that he asks. If the same Shaila comes up again in a different Chaticha, he as of yet was not Mekabel this Chacham's Psak. However, if you go mitzad the Mahalach of Mishum Kvoide Shal Chacham, or Shalei Asika Beis Tairis, being that it's the same Yisoyra Shaila, to be Matir a second Chaticha will be a slight in Kavodah Shel Chacham and will pose a problem of Shalei Asika Beis Tairis, so we will have to be Machmer. Now, our Gemara talks about a case where the first Chacham was Eiser, and the question is if the second Chacham could go ahead and be Matir. What about in an opposite scenario where the first Chacham is Matir? Can a second Chacham come along and Aser? So this is a machlekes between Taisus and the Rosh and Avodah Zarah Dav Zayin. Taisus holds that he can be Matir, whereas the Rosh holds that he cannot be Matir. What's the Bira machlekes? So the Shilta Gibayim over there in Avodah Zarah says that it's Tolui in this machlekes Rishayim as to what's the Yisoid Adin of our Sugya. The fee that Ravitz Mahalach that Shavi Chaticha de Yisura, that's obviously only possible if the Chacham was Asered it. So it's Shavi Chaticha de Yisura, so he can no longer be Matir it. But if the first Chacham was Matir, he wasn't Shavi anything. There is no Iser. So the second Chacham could go ahead and Aser. However, if it's because of Kvayda Shal Chacham Shalai Asaka based Tyrus, it makes no nafkamina if the first one was Iser or the first one was Matir. The second Chacham can never disagree with the Psak of the first Chacham. Now, the Stipler in the Kisvei Kehilas Yaakov HaChadoshim in Yevamis Simon Yudches, he brings down this Machlekes of Tysus on the Rosh, whether if the first Chacham is Matir, if afterwards we can Aser. He does not bring down the Shilta Gibayrim, but he tainas midinafshei that it's impossible to say that because of the Yisoid of Kvayda Shal Chacham, that the second Chacham cannot Aser. Because the Gemara Masech the Brachos of Yutesom at Beis says, Ein Chachma vein Tvuna vein Eitzel neged Hashem, Kol Mokam sheyeshchil Hashem, Ein Chalkin Kavod L'Rav. If Be'emes it's supposed to be Aser, and the second Chacham feels that the first Chacham was Matir made a mistake, how is it possible to stop him from asering it, machmas adin of kvaydai shal chacham? Therefore, the Stipler says that it's muhrik to say in the Shita of the Rosh, who says that you can't even aser a new havana in the whole yisayt adin, why a second chacham cannot disagree with the first chacham. Zok the Stipler, because it says in the pasuk, ubasa elakayan vela shayfet ashayiya bayam amehem, and it's this chadash in that the ratzon haTorah is that if the Shaifet understands that a specific halacha is correct, that a zoy is, and it's chal, the Eibishter in his Torah is maskim to whatever the Chacham says. And that's what's neschadish in the din haTorah of Uvasal HaShaifet. And even if Be'emes Klapi Shmaya Gali is making a mistake, now it's already Leiba Shemayami, like we mentioned previously in the Shir, and therefore whatever the Shaifet paskins down here on this world, that's going to be the Psak Lemaisa. Once it's chal that that's the halacha, therefore it can no longer be revoked by a second chacham, because it's already chal this psak machmasti koyach of ubasa ala shayfet. Memela makes no difference if psak is le'isser or if his psak is leheter. That becomes a halacha, and no chacham could go ahead and afterwards be revoked. That's the mechudesh dekepshat of the Stipler to be miyashiv, the shitas harosh that applies even if the first chacham is matir, that it's aser to aser. Hayyitze that we spoke about no less than six possible biurim how to understand this din of Chacham Sha'asar Ein Chaveiroi Rashai Lahatir. First we brought the sheet of the Raiva that says because of Shavi Chaticha Disura. And in that, there were two gersois. Either Shavi Chaticha Disura, it's a Kayach of the Chacham Midrabanan, or it's Shavi Anavshe Chaticha Disura, and it's Mikayach the Shail. And in that Gufa we had two biurim. Either the Mahalach of the Chedush Erim that says that this is Muchach, like the Yisoid of the Meriba San, that it's Midin Neder, or it's Mikayach Nemanis Daimet, Haidos Baldin Kamei Edim Dami, based on the Torah that we said, B'Shem, the Chedush Erim, and Mesech Te Gitim. Those are three Pirushim to how to understand the Ravid's Mahalach of Shavi Chaticha Disura. And then we had another three Pirushim. The Pshat of the Ran, that's B'Shem Kvayd Shal Chacham. The second Pshat of the Ran, that's Shalei Yosika Beis Tyrus, and then the Mahalach of the Stipler to be Mazbir the Rosh, that once a Shefet paskins a specific way, that becomes the Halacha because of Leiba Shamayimi and Ubasa Ela Shefet. And now let's go weiter to the next Inyan. The Gemara on the bottom of the Memdalad Amud Beis brings down three memories B'Shem Rav Chista about Haraya Treifel HaAtzmai. Amar Rav Chista, Ezu Tamar Chacham, Zer Haraya Treifel HaAtzmai. Amar Rav Chista, Ezu Seine Matanis Yichya Zarei Treifel Atzmai, and Dorash Marzut Rameshed Rav Chista, that Kol Mi Shekaira V'Shayne V'Rei Treifel Atzmai, V'Shim Eshtamit Chachamim, Olav HaKosav Oimer Yigia Kapecha Kisoychal Ashrecha V'Toivloch. Now, in regards to what does it mean, Harei Treifel Atzmai, we find three Pirushim. The first pshat is the pshat of Rashi and Tosfos. They say a reya treif l'atzmi means that he's not chas on his mamain, and he asers a treif on himself, even though it's going to cost him a loss of an animal. And the pshat in the three gemaras is as follows. Ezu tamar chacham reya treif l'atzmi, Tosfos is masber b'divri amaskel ezu, that this refers to the Talmud Chacham that's mentioned in Perek Eilim Metzias, that we can return an Aveda to him based on Tvias Ayin alone. And the Gemara over there says that that's only a Talmud Chacham who's not Mashana B'Diburai. So here too, somebody who's Raya Treifel Atzmai, that shows that he's honest, therefore he's included in the Talmud Chacham that we can give him an Aveda back based on his Tvias Ayin without providing a Siman. The second two Gemaras that say that he's included in the Pasuk of Seinem Atanas Yichyeh, and that he's included in the pasuk of Yigia Kapecha Kisoichel Ashrecha V'Toivloch, Rashi is Masbir, because if he's Einoi Chos Al Mamen Atzmai, for sure he's not going to be Chaimid Mamen Acherim. Therefore he's Soinim Atanes Yichye, and he's called Yigia Kapecha Kisoichel. Adkan, the first pshat of Rashi and Tosfos in these Gemaras. The second pshat is brought down in the Ran, and that's the Pirush of the Ra'ah, that a Reya Treifus La'atzmei is referring to a level of Talmud Chacham that he's knowledgeable in Treifus. That's what it means, Ezu Talmud Chacham Ze Reya Treifus La'atzmei. So the Ikrat Gosha is not on the La'atzmei, but rather on the Reya Treifus. Says the Ran, that's the Pshat why he's also Seinu Matanas Yichye, and he's also included in the Pasuk of Yigia Kapecha Kisoichel, because a person who's knowledgeable in the Halachas of Treifus, if a Shaila comes up to himself, he knows that a Paskin, and he doesn't have to be machmer unnecessarily. Therefore, he's going to have plenty of meat to eat without having to be machmer misafik, and he's not going to have to come on to matanis of acherim or have to be over yegia kapecha kisoichel. The Maharsha in Chidushi Agadis, according to this Mahalach, is maisif, that that's what it means, ashrecha v'toivlach, as the Gemara's Masbir, ashrecha ba'ilam hazeh v'toivlach lo'ilam haba. Because somebody who's machmer unnecessarily, he might be Taivle Elam Abba, but he's not Ashrecha Ba'ilam Hazeh. Somebody who's Meikol unnecessarily, it might be Ashraf Ba'ilam Hazeh, but it's not Taivle Elam Abba. Somebody who's Raya Trefas La'atzma, and he knows precisely when to be Machmer and when to be Meikol, on such a person we could say Ashrecha Ba'ilam Hazeh, because he won't be Machmer necessarily, V'Taivlech La'ilam Abba, because he won't come to be Meikol Shaloi Kedin. That's the second pshat. The third pshat is a pshat of the Maharsha himself in Chidushi Agadis. And he says the definition of a Raya Treifus La'atzmai means that even if for others you can be Mekel over here, but with Klape Atzmai, he's Machmir, and he's extra careful not to eat something that has a small nidnut of Treifus. And that's the definition of Ezehu Tamar Chacham, because a Tamar Chacham is Roy to be Noyeg in such a way of extra Chumrah. And that's the Pshat when it says, Soinim Atanas Yichye, and Yegia Kapecha Kisoichel, because such a person will never accept invitations from others, because he'll be careful not to eat by other people, because he himself has a higher standard of chumrah. Therefore, he's bechlal soinim atanas yichyeh, and he's bechlal yegiyah kapecha kisoichel. And according to that, the Maharsha explains the hemshech of the Gemara, that the Gemara brings a story that Rabbi Eliezer, ki avim shadri le mi beinasiyah loy shakal. Whenever they used to send him an invitation to partake in a meal, he never used to accept. Ad kan des shtikl, and ad kan des shir, a Masechta Chulin, Daf Mem Dalet.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.